This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I saw the reaction video posted online. What was that scene like when you got the phone call? And if you could, after describing that, take me inside that call when you were told you're going to be a Buffalo Bill.
It was surreal. I've been waiting a long time. I've been thinking a lot about this day coming for many years. I'm super grateful for the Buffalo Bills for picking me. And it was an awesome moment with family and friends here in Lenox, Iowa. So it was pretty surreal.
How many people were there? It seemed like it was a small town.
I had about 40 to 50. And then in about 5 minutes after the pick, whole town kind of just showed up my front lawn. So it's a good group right now.
And was that kind of expected? I mean, it seems like you have a lot of, you know, close connections there with people.
Yeah. That was expected for sure. There's many rumors that just the whole town was going to show up. So we were a little worried there for a little bit, but awesome place to have a party, and I'm anxious to celebrate with everybody.
Thank you. Congrats again.
Thank you.
Hey, Spencer, congratulations. I read an article from your senior high school. You said you didn't even expect to play college football. So when did this dream come into focus, and how did it evolve over the past 6 years?
Yeah, I was super lucky and grateful to get to college and play football. I was never the kid in high school, elementary, even college, like, I'm going to the NFL. I had a lot of short-term goals, and then they ended up to being a long-term goal, like sitting here tonight, being selected by Buffalo. So I never got caught up in the end goal too much. I just worried about short goals and accomplishing those, and that's just an acclimation of what you're looking at right now.
And correct me if I'm wrong, your town's a town of roughly 1,500?
I'd say maybe close to 13. I'll cut you off.
So what's life like there, and just how big a dream is this for someone from your town?
Super blue collar around here. I mean, everybody here works hard, involved in farming and in small businesses. And outside of that, I'm not sure what you're doing in Lenox, Iowa. But as much as it's a celebration for me, it's a celebration for the town. And outside of that, even for the Southwest Iowa community, it's all small towns down here. We all take care of each other. So I'm happy to represent Lenox and Southwest Iowa.
Awesome. Congratulations again. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Hey, Spencer, John Scott from Spectrum News in Buffalo. Congratulations. What's it like coming to a team like the Bills, who have seemingly on the up and being on a team that seems to be one of the risers in the NFL and coming into a team like that as a rookie?
I'm super grateful for that. And I'm just ready to get in the building and learn from the guys that are there and be the best team I possibly can be. And I'll have it all figured out. I'll be the first to say that. So I'm just going to go in there and get as much information as I possibly can and just get better every day and compete.
And what was it like this past season? Obviously, you didn't really have one. And what was it like going through that, knowing that this was a goal of yours and how it may affect your ability and how high you could get drafted?
Not having a season has made me focused and be more determined than I ever was. There was really no set in stone plan for me. I just got up and worked every single day towards this goal right now. I'm out and working with Joe Staley. He was my mentor out there in California, where I was out there for 7 months. So just learning from him and building every single day and always keeping the draft day in mind and doing the things that I need to do to put myself in that good position to be where I'm at right now.
Appreciate it. Thanks. Congrats, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Hey, Spencer. Heather Prusak here from the CBS station here in Buffalo. Congratulations. Man, you're prepared there with that Bills flag. Did you just have every team ready to go?
My mom's all about it. I think she bought like 6 or 7 flags. She wanted to now. So I imagine this would be flying on my front lawn in the morning when I wake up. Here in Lenox is now a Buffalo fan for sure.
Love it. What'd you know about the Bills, obviously, before tonight? How much did you maybe pay attention to them? What do you know about the Bills or the city of Buffalo, anything like that?
I just know it's a hardworking organization, hardworking team, blue collar, and that's what I'm anxious to be a part of. That's why my background, growing up on a farm in Lenox and then Northern Iowa, and just coming to a blue collar city and being a part of Bills Mafia is about perfect for a kid from small town Iowa.
And you had a chance to play for other teams when your season got canceled this past year, right?
Yes, ma'am.
What teams did you possibly have a chance to play for, and why did you ultimately make the decision not to do that?
Teams were in the Big Ten and the Big 12 were mainly reaching out to me. My decision was that UNI was the first school I met with Coach Farley, and we had like a two-hour meet and greet, and then he offered me right before he left. So he saw something that day and bought in, and he was all about it. And then I committed a week later. I didn't see any of the campus. I didn't meet anybody. I just bought in with him. And then just going up there and just growing to the player that I am today, I just felt like it wasn't my choice to go and play for somebody else. I didn't want to turn my back on UNI, and loyalty is a big thing for me. So I didn't want to walk away from the guy that gave me the best shot and my teammates. And I just love UNI too much, and I just didn't want to do that.
Gotcha. Congratulations once again.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Hey, Spencer, Jay Skirsky with the Buffalo News. Congratulations. What did you learn about yourself during the Senior Bowl?
I learned that you can't take a break from football for 14 months and expect to show up and do well the first day. Pads were popping the first day and banging the rust off. And then just really the next 3 days, just learning and growing from your past mistakes and just building on top of those days. But I learned that there's a lot of really good players out there that I haven't seen before, and I'm anxious to get back out there and get in the mix of them again. I mean, I love the competition. Dalen Hayes put me right on my butt one dime when I got back up. I'm like, let's go. That's what I needed, a little kick in the butt and someone to challenge me. So I'm looking forward to going into the Buffalo and getting challenged every day.
Did you take some confidence away from that to know that a higher level of competition would be something that you could adjust to?
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, there's those big rumors and questions out there, can you do it? And I went out there and I prepared and I did everything I needed to do. And I think I stayed my case pretty well. I can hang with those guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, Spencer, Sal Capaccio, WGR Radio here in Buffalo. Congratulations to you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
So you're 6'8", 311. I think this is what you're listed. Everybody's marveling at that on Twitter right now. Is that correct, first of all?
Yeah, that's correct.
So have you always been like really big, or did you go through a growth spurt? What was it like growing up? And, when did you become like the biggest guy in the room, basically?
So I've always been tall. If there's a broomstick in any of you guys' rooms, that's pretty much what I looked like in high school. And then my freshman year of college, just thin and the wind would blow me over. So always been tall. Then I just got thicker. Everybody asked, you getting taller? Once I got back from college, like, nah, I'm just getting wider every time you see me. So I've always been the tall kid. And I just kind of finally grown into my body the last few years and expect to keep growing.
And I see in high school, you caught a bunch of passes. Were you a tight end, I imagine? I mean, unless you were a wide receiver out there against those smaller DBs, I don't know.
No, I was a tight end. We played 8-man football, so I was a tight end.
And also baseball and I think basketball as well. Just a little bit about your background as an athlete overall.
Okay, so I was big into basketball. I played AAU in the summer 1 year. I wanted to get involved with that. That kind of really helped me grow. And I was never a guy that was like, I love football and everything else is just like second and third in line. It was always – as soon as the next season hit, that's the sport I love the most. So once basketball season was over, rolling into baseball, okay, I didn't love track. I didn't really love when that rolled around. But once baseball rolled around, I was all about it. Once football came back in the fall, I was all about it. So I just loved all the sports, and I still do.
I bet you could throw the shot and disc pretty good, though. That's my guess.
I couldn't get the spin down. It wasn't my deal. I just kind of stepped and grunted and threw it as hard as I could, and then I just walked back and ate a super nacho or something and just watched people run.
All right, man. Great stuff. Congratulations again. Welcome to Buffalo.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Hey, Spencer. Matt Fairburn from The Athletic here. Congratulations. I read that you bench 500 pounds and squat 600 pounds. Are those numbers still accurate?
Yep. That's that was my last max out in the summer. That's the last time I did those. Last summer, yep.
What was the progression like for you in the weight room? You know, where does the strength come from? And what was that? You said you were thin as a broomstick, not too long ago, and now you're benching 500 pounds. How'd that happen?
That's just a testament to the UNI strength program. They bring a lot of guys that are undersized, under-recruited in, and they develop them. That's just kind of the way at UNI, and you can still see that when I go back. There's underdeveloped kids, and I'll come back in 3 years, and they'll be just primed and ready for football. So the strength program really did me wonders. I was doing double days a lot, intaking a lot of calories. There were some pretty gross meals and days for me, but just accumulation of working hard in the weight room and bouncing questions off of Jed and Kane, the strength staff, and they're just taking my best interest in mind and want to see the best for me. So they did a really good job with us just developing us from day one.
What was the grossest meal you had to shove down your gullet?
I always remember this one, and it was 6 brats, no bun, a quart of yogurt with granola in it. And then for some reason, I'm like, let's be healthy. I'm going to put a little spinach salad in there and eat it raw. So that was about the grossest thing for me. And it took me like an hour and a half to eat it. I was just sitting there watching and just binging. So it was a tough time.
Got to get those vitamins, right?
That's right. Gotta get those greens in.